This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 422¾, down 1½. September corn, 416, down 2¾. December corn, 422¾, down 2½. July soybeans, 14, down a half. August soybeans, 1327¾, down 2. September soybeans, 1183¾, down 10. July wheat, 559¾, down 5. September wheat, 572½, down 5. December wheat, 595, down 3¼. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans are still suffering from Monday's USDA report of record acreage. Without any fresh news, corn is still reacting to Monday's report of a high June 1st stocks report, and wheat high acreage report pushed it lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 402 to 419. Soybean bids down 3 to 4 cents at 1378 to 1403. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 7 cents at $4 to 416. Soybean bids mostly 2 cents lower, ranging from 1377 to 1405. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 2 to 3 cents lower, ranging from 413 to 438. Soybean bids down 1 to 2 cents, ranging from 1373 to 1416. And the wheat bids 2 to 7 cents lower on Tuesday, ranging from 512 up to 547. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents lower, ranging from 1408 to 1438. Basis ended steady at 80 to 110 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis ended mixed, ranging from 476.10 to 499.10, with basis steady to $3 a ton higher, ranging from 20 to 43 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents lower, ranging from 419 to 436, with basis steady, ranging from 3 to 20 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed, ranging from 426 to 436, basis steady to 5 cents higher, ranging from 3 to 13 over July. Soybean bids ended steady to 3 cents higher, ranging from 1403 to 1415, basis range from 17 to 22 under the August. Wheat prices ended a dime higher today along the river, ranging from 551 to 556, with basis ranging from 17 to 22 under September. East St. Louis barge loading elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 442 to 448. Soybeans were mixed, ranging from 1431 to 1432. Soft red winter wheat down 4 to 19 cents at 575 to 588. And the Milo ended mixed on Tuesday, ranging from 438 to 448. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Those bids range from 385 up to 401. New crop soybean bids at 1111 up to 1135. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from a low of 390 up to 403. New crop soybean bids 1115 to 1130. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 380 to 405, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1118 up to 1138. That concludes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 151.50, up $1.42. October live cattle, 155.07, up $1.95. December live cattle, 155.37, up $1.65. August feeder cattle, 215.77, up $3. September feeder cattle, 217, up $3. October feeder cattle, 217.27, up $3. July lean hogs, 131.05, down $1.60. August lean hogs, 130.42, down $2.40. October lean hogs, 114.15, up 25 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Livestock Report. starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 60 cents higher for the day in a range of 120 to 129.50, with a weighted average carcass price at 125.71. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady on Tuesday with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds range from $68 to $70. 4 to 5 weights at $69 to $76. 5 to 6 weight sows sold at $75 to $79, with heavyweight sows over 600 pounds range from $77 to $83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, with prices ranging from $85 up to $92. And receipts for Illinois hogs on Tuesday totaled 17,892. From the National Daily Direct FOB Plant Report for pork, the trading and retail cuts were established with 345 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass closed at $130.64, which ended $2.89 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Reports, values for choice and select beef carcasses traded higher. Choice carcasses ended at $248.13, which was 85 cents higher for the day, with select carcasses 59 cents higher, closing at $239.50. For the estimated daily slaughter report under federal inspection, cattle slaughter estimated at 115,000 head. That compares to the same for last week and 126,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter estimated at 411,000 head, compared to 399 last week and 425,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report for Tuesday. This was Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.23. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.96. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.14. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.87. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.01. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.29. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.90. October beans delivered to Scottville, $11.29. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.52. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.23, corn at Scottville is $4.14, beans at Greenfield are $14.01, beans at Scottville are $13.90, and wheat at Scottville is $5.52. For a look at how the grain markets are doing following the USDA reports, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, we've had a trifecta of reports with acreage, stocks, and crop condition ratings all providing more fodder for the bears. And that has the buyers running for cover and sellers selling into a vacuum. We're seeing prices plummet. And everyone's saying, where's the bottom? We're obviously oversold on the markets, but yet nobody wants to step in front of this train. The bottom line is now the focus is clearly on the new crop fundamentals, and right now it's favorable weather generally for most of the Midwest. Expectations for record yields for corn and soybeans are pressuring prices, and traders are focusing on this impending big crops coming up.
So there's definitely a lot of things going on. I know many people were concerned over how much corn and soybeans dropped. When do you think that this is going to start really stabilizing?
Well, I would expect a bounce here at any point, but the first bounce is typically the one that is sold by the funds as well. They wait for that bounce or another opportunity to get in this market. When we look at the corn market and the corn fundamentals, for the December contract, we would anticipate start seeing some consolidation around the 410 to 415 area, which isn't that far away right now, but then psychological support at $4. But I think if the weather forecast remains favorable through the pollination period, which we should get a better picture of that coming out of the 4th of July holiday weekend, I guess generally I would expect maybe a little bit of short covering and profit taking ahead of the 3-day holiday weekend, just in case the weather forecast changed to the adverse during that holiday weekend. And if it doesn't, then pile on the selling again coming out with the forecast looking through the pollination period.
And as we look out into the fields, everything seems to be doing really great so far. I know in a few areas around myself that there is corn tasseling in the fields already. And from looking at the reports, I see that soybean acreage is the highest that it has ever been that the USDA is predicting. So what are we going to see going into the future here, do you think?
Well, the trade is going to start assuming that 2014-15, the new marketing year, for new crop marketing year, is going to see corn stocks, surplus corn stocks over 2 billion bushels and soybean stocks over 500 million bushels. My numbers are lower than that, but I think that's what the trade is going to start assuming here pretty soon. Obviously, cheap prices do buy demand, but I think the funds first want to pile it on. They make money selling trends, and downtrends are easy for them to trade. They'd like to keep this trend going as long as they can until proven wrong. So I think weaker prices are definitely in order, and if we continue with this favorable weather and high crop ratings, I wouldn't be surprised at all now with this USDA data that we got that we quickly see corn dropping below $4 this month, probably setting an early harvest low, early seasonal low, probably before harvest starts. Soybeans, I had anticipated, will hold above $11, but this, so I think, opens the door to see a possible probe below $10. If we do what I think the charts and the prices suggest we could do, then that very well may be a multi-year low when we pull back from that, but with a lot of pain in the meantime over the next 6, 9 to 12 months.
Now, a lot of the reason that people planted more soybean acres were where the price was solid, and we were seeing kind of a tight global supply of that. Do you think that a large U.S. crop is going to really replenish the global supplies and get that back on a normative scale there?
Well, the balance sheet will probably show that, but I think the demand will respond. So far, we're not seeing any real pullback in the strong demand pace for the oilseed, for protein, and I think that'll continue to absorb the bushels. Yes, we'll start building the U.S. balance sheet, but overall we've seen in recent years that China's tendency has been to take as many U.S. soybeans as we have the availability for, and then it goes to South America after it's emptied our shelves. And so I think we're going to be surprised at the lack of growth in the U.S. balance sheet, and that'll start building supplies in South America and start suppressing production down there. And with the demand continuing to go up, then that'll leave us vulnerable if we have any type of weather problems in 2015 to a bigger price spike as a result. But in the meantime, it's probably going to mean some much lower prices until those dynamics work out.
Now, with the lowest cattle herd and a very small swine herd that we've seen in recent years, do you predict that these grain prices are going to kind of reflect that they're not being sold into cattle and hog feed as much?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see that. I think as we go into next week's USDA monthly crop report, that we'll probably see USDA cut its feed usage estimate for corn. I felt like all along its feed usage was probably too high, but I didn't think USDA would necessarily acknowledge that. This stocks report may force its hand now to do so and lower its feed usage estimate and raise old crop stocks somewhat. So when you look at the small cow herd, declining numbers of cattle on feed, we'll probably see cattle placements into feedlots below the previous year's level for the next 12 to 15 months, and that's going to continue to erode into feed usage. We would absorb that into the pork industry, but with the PED virus reducing numbers there as well, that simply means less feed usage, and I think that's going to be an issue for a while. We're going to have to see exports and ethanol absorb those extra bushels.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. According to the Hagstrom Report, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy will travel to the Midwest next week to try to clarify what is covered under the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. EPA Acting Assistant Administrator for Water, Nancy Stoner, says the agency knows it hasn't had the best relationship with the ag industry in the past, but that doesn't mean EPA can't do better. Stoner says EPA is committed to listening to farmers and ranchers, and the proposed rule takes farmers and ranchers' feedback into account. McCarthy's trip is part of an EPA outreach to try and counter criticism that the rule is extending beyond the agency's authority to bodies of water it hasn't regulated before. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.